You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Let's turn to the job market. It's much better than it was at the end of 2014, but there are also a few persistent problems. Yes, unemployment is down. Job creation is steady to moderately strong, and there are fewer people who are underemployed, long-term unemployed, or working part-time. But here's the thing. Part of the reason the unemployment picture looks better is that there are actually fewer people in the workforce. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is here with more. Hi, Mitchell.
Hi, Molly. Good to be here.
So, Mitchell, help us understand what's going on here. We're not talking necessarily about long-term unemployment, right? This is different?
Right. This isn't people who are looking anymore. Long-term unemployed are people who look and look and look, you know, 6 months, 9 months, 3 years, and still can't find anything. This is people who just aren't even in the job market anymore. It includes the baby boomers, you know, who have hit retirement in the last 10 years. A lot of those people were expected to leave the labor force, but that only accounts for about half of the total number of people that are now kind of missing from the workforce. The rest of them are prime age workers, 25 to 54 is how the Department of Labor defines it, and younger workers. This is 16-year-olds, teenagers up to about age 25, many of whom are still in school.
So why is that?
Steve Hipple is the Labor Department economist who sort of ran the numbers and did this analysis. And I asked him what's happening with this population, the teenagers who are not working now.
Some researchers have called educational intensity has increased, just a greater focus on school, which, I mean, I think makes sense. You know, earnings increase with education, and more educated people are less likely to be unemployed.
And let me just say, the key thing is that these teenagers, many of whom used to have, you know, part-time after-school jobs, et cetera, just aren't working at all. One of the reasons is that there aren't as many jobs for them. You know, you need experience to get a job now, employers say, but you can't get experience without having had the job. So it just seems better to focus on school, get out, and then work in your 20s.
Does that explain why some of these other groups are not working as much? You know, why is this happening among, say, prime-age workers?
You know, a little bit of it is. Look, mostly what's keeping those people out, aside from the people who are discouraged, is actually taking care of kids or, you know, elders at home. One adult maybe in a family that used to have two wage earners but is, you know, making do on one now. The other is actually disability. A lot of people have gotten on disability in the last 10 years. You know, the same aging of the boomers means that those who are still in the workforce, the younger boomers, well, you know, a lot of them work hard jobs, you know, construction, standing up in a classroom for 30 years. More of those people are on disability, and that's kind of to be expected at this point.
And finally, is there a way for these people to get back into the workforce?
Well, you know, it depends which economist you talk to. Some will say people just need to get less lazy and go out and look harder and they'll find a job. You know, some of this will probably improve just as wages improve. Wages will tend to draw people who kind of could take or leave a job or are getting by, but gee, it would be good. But, you know, is it worth it if I have to then pay for childcare, et cetera, et cetera? Presumably, some of this is just here to stay. We're probably going to have fewer workers in the workforce for a long time to come.
That's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Molly.